Okay, here we go.
10 years ago, it was wood chips. Today, it's biomass. That's what I tease people about. Woodworking companies had dumpster loads of sawdust. Rather than waste that material, we want to coal-fire it in our boilers to make electricity.
Now we're standing in front of Drake 6 boiler. You hear a whistling sound, or that's the air going through the burner for combustion. And you can see through that bright light where the combustion is inside. That's, like I said, 2,700 degrees.
Biomass, I think, indicates that it's a more diversified fuel. So it can come from the forest. It can come from industrial woodworking facilities, furniture factories.
This is a hammer mill pulverizer. It has hammers that rotate on a shaft. The ball mills are balls that rotate on a horizontal table.
The hammer mills handle the wood biomass a lot better than the ball mill. The ball mill would roll over the wood chip and flatten it out like a pancake and cause pluggage problems in the ball mill.
Behind us are boiler feed pumps, and these pumps pump the water into the boiler.
We now, on Drake 7, will have the capability of burning coal, gas, natural gas, and biomass.
What we're going to do is put a row of burners, just like you see there. There's three burners, one, two, three. We'll put, on Drake 7, we're going to put four of those burners on the back wall. This is what is called a small little bag house, and this controls the fugitive dust.
The fugitive dust from the coal was less because the dust attached itself to the fibrous wood material. 100,000 tons of woody biomass replaces about 75,000 tons of coal.
In there you can see the coal coming down the bunker. And see it there? And this is an old design feeder. It's called a volumetric feeder.
There's companies out there that will take corn stalks, oat, wheat, hay stubble, that does not biodegrade very good because of the dryness of the environment, and they make that into an energy pellet. We can get that as well as a fuel. The majority of it's going to come from the beetle-kill pine epidemic. The maximum percent moisture we had was 12.5%. That is awesome in terms of giving us the most BTU value out of that wood. So those beetle-kill pines standing out there are a great quality for combustion and converting that to electricity in our boilers. By the end of this month, it'll be 50% complete. By the end of the year, we'll be 100% design of the new equipment to process biomass.